Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To re-gift or not to re-gift? Re-gift or return?
Re-gift.
Or just keep it.
Share the say, wealth. No, don't keep it because then it gets wasted. It's an, like, I think re-gifts are fine. If somebody gave you a candle that the teacher would want to give a little gift to the teacher, that's totally fine. Come on. Regifting is fine.
David, what do you think?
I'm really glad because I was nervous about this. I'm glad to hear you're on my side, Jordana,
yeah.
Because
as long as you're not somebody not too important to you.
I told you last year, I told you last week, however, about how last year my kids got too many gifts, right? They're opening gifts for like an hour, and there was gifts at the bottom of the pile covered in wrapping paper that they loved and wanted and asked for, but...
David's just
never got
shaking his head.
Shaking my head. Oh, consumerism gone.
Jeez, look at these.
So those gifts, they all went in the upper right cabinet of our mudroom in our house, a cabinet no one ever goes in. But I went in earlier this week, and sure enough, at the back of that cabinet, there are toys from last year that I gave to my kids. They unwrapped and immediately forgot about.
Don't tell me you're going to do
this. So according to Jordana, I just figured out, I just solved all my holiday shopping. I'm going to go pull that gift out. Wrap it back up again, throw it under the tree.
Oh, for your kids?
Well, you don't re-gift to the person who gave it to you.
They don't know, they don't remember, and just give it right back to them again.
Oh,
it's a twofer.
Stop it.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting my re-gifting, Jordana.
Wow.
I feel validated today.
You, cards and letters to David Josephson, 651-461-9226. Oh, you got to hammer him on this one. You're giving the same
gift. You just said I could re-gift, yes.
To other people.
You already answered the question.
To other people.
I didn't mean to the same person.
No.
Although I will tell a funny story. We had a dear friend who was suffering from Alzheimer's late in his life.
Oh, would you stop this, please?
I'm telling the story.
That's even worse.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Stop it. His wife would just take a shirt out of his closet and wrap it up and then gift it to him because he didn't know and it was a shirt he liked and he would say thank you. And it was great. It was great.
Oh,
she was uncomfortable with it. He was good with it.
I feel dirty to be in the studio with it, even by association with that story. That is horrible.
It's a good story.
No, it's not.
It's a good story.
No, it's not.
He would have wanted her to save the money.
David, go ahead and do it. They're young. They won't remember. Great idea, David. You go. Love it.
That's
you know
right.
Who's applauding
Thank
this?
You.
Cheryl Carter is applauding this
Good.
Because it became a joke every year when we'd take out the stocking. You know, we joked that, boy, Santa brought us the same exact thing because David is 100% right.
Stop it.
You take your stuff out of the stocking, you put it in a pile, and then you move on
it.
Your day.
Yeah.
And then mom just came around and put that stuff back in a bag. And put it back in the closet, and there they were next year.
Until you find the toddler size socks that she put back in there when you're a grown man.
I mean, the re-gift, you're totally throwing the word re-gift. No, re-gift is I get a gift. I can't really use it, but instead of returning it, I'm going to give it to somebody else.
That I get. Again,
I'm giving you a gift, I'm taking it back, and I'm giving it to you again.
I didn't take it back. They forgot about it.
Oh, sure you did. Sure they did. You probably hit it on purpose.
No. You get home with 1,000 gifts, and you pull out a few to play with right now, and you put the others on a shelf, and they just forgotten them. My own mother, by the way, texting, re-gift the same gifts to the kids. Thank you, Mom.
Wow.
I think David has autonomy over this. If they're his kids and he knows they'll enjoy them again this year, I'm totally fine with that. I'm also budget conscious. So David, I fully support you doing this for your kids. Absolutely. I think it's a little more challenging. I think if you're going to regift, make sure you give it to somebody that doesn't suspect that it's a total regift. You know, like if I gave my husband a shirt and he didn't like it, and then I gave my son the same shirt or his son, like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So that's a different story. So, but I'm all for regifting because we get so much stuff.
Right.
Regifting, honestly, is better for the environment.
It is better for the environment.
Than buying more crap.
And you know what? If that person doesn't like it, maybe they regift
they
it.
They regift
and
it.
Sooner than later, somebody's mm-hmm. going to get it who really wants it and mm-hmm. likes it and uses it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think regifting is great.
Mm-hmm. So I'm all.
But you don't tell the person you're going to give it away, though, right?
You do not.
So there's some deception involved.
You do not.
So you say, "Oh, this is great. I wanted this. Oh, thank you so much," and knowing full well that you're going to give it to somebody else.
You do not. And also, I feel like a regift is somebody maybe who has lesser prominence in your life. This is your kids excluded. Obviously, they're the most important things. But you know, like I said, if you get a gift, a picture frame or something that you don't love, I think that's a good gift to regift to a teacher. Or if you're giving, your doorman.
Slamming teachers.
Less prominent teachers.
Yes.
I think regifting is also great for that holiday gift exchange you might have coming up, which I have in my house, right? You got to bring a, bring a gift that's worth about $20 to this holiday thing, and you play the dice game in exchange.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a total time for a regift, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No one even cares. No one even knows who brought what. It's great.
Oh, I got to go down to the Jordana closet and see what's in there.
Do you have a closet of like unwrapped gifts? Or not unwrapped, but like still in the
unwrapped.
Packaging?
Where do you think she's going to go shopping for our gifts this year, Adam?
Right? That, you know what? I think that's very funny. I would love like something just bizarre, you know?
Yeah, from the Jordana gifts
section. Yes, I mean, you know.
Or things that were given to the girls that maybe they didn't, you know, some girly gifts or things like that. I'm all for regifting. I think that that's okay, better for the environment, and we need to get over it. It's really, if someone thinks like, oh, this person might appreciate this, I understand you should, I guess the whole idea of gift giving, it's very materialistic. It's very, you know, the holidays are supposed to be about being together. So a little bit of the pressure off on this one, or as like a hostess gift. I think regifting for a hostess gift, you know, going to someone's house, I think that's totally fine. But I would not suggest the husbands or wives regifting gifts to each other over the years.
Yes, David, no problem. Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
David, that's hilarious. Great idea, David. You go. Love it.
They love you.
What the heck is the matter with our listeners?
It's what's the heck's matter with you?
Welcome to Christmas, Dave McScrooge.
Let me tell you, when your kids get older, you will not be able to do this. Trust me, you will not.
I know. I got to take advantage of it now while they'll forget every year.
When they're young and dumb. They're not dumb, but you know what I mean, when they have no idea. Absolutely. Or, like, for example, I know a lot of parents, the kids get birthday gifts, and it's just too much when you have 20 kids. You're not going to play with 20 toys. That can go back in the closet, and that can get regifted to some other kid's birthday party.
Guys, I work a guy I work with got a Keurig from the mother-in-law. It didn't work, so they asked her for the receipt. She said she didn't have one. She bought a new one and gave them the broken one.
Oh, that's
come
bad.
On.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
No.
Okay, what about a gift card? You get a gift card to Starbucks that you don't want. You regift that.
Totally.
That's the same thing. Yeah, you could totally do that. I mean, not that anybody wouldn't use a gift card to Starbucks, but if you're not, like, I'm not a regular Starbucks drinker. That's not that important to me. I would totally give that to one of my kids.
Hey, here's a gift card to the Rack's Roast Beef. There hasn't been one of those around here in about 40 years. Where do I use this? Like, trust me.
Didn't CCO give us gift cards to, wasn't it a rib place?
Dickie's Barbecue.
Are they still in business?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're still in business.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't eat barbecue, so I didn't use it. I'll give it back to you guys if I can find it.
I feel like we're talking about two different, either one. I know the regifting to somebody else is great. Regifting to the person who already got it, especially if they're in memory care. I mean, that seems a little troublesome. You've got to have a good regifting story.
You have to have some humor about your life, too.
You've got to have a good, let's hear your best regifting story. 651-461-9226. We want phone calls on this one. If you want to use that Odyssey voice messaging mm-hmm. system, if you're listening live on the Odyssey app, there is that button, the microphone button. You press that, mm-hmm. record it, and send it to us. Or just call in 651-461-9226.
To gift or re-gift, I say it's okay.
I it is okay, but don't give the same person the same gift over and over
again. David does with his kids.
Wow.
It's genius. Betty's in Plymouth. Betty, to gift or not? Regift or not?
I think you can regift, and I got a little creative because my mother-in-law got me gift cards to somewhere that I absolutely hated shopping. And so what I did was I took the gift cards and I went and bought her stuff from that store, and that's what she got for birthday and Christmas.
That's smart.
That is smart.
That's smart.
Yep.
That's not a regift.
Yep.
No. You're smart, Betty. Good job.
Not really, but I'm like, well, I may as well go get her what she wants.
There you go.
Love it.
Good job, Betty. Thank you.
That's a great idea.
Jerry is in Savage. Jerry, you got a good regifting story?
Yeah. When our boys were young and we were potty training them, some of our relatives said, you know, have small things, little presents for them to open up whenever they go to the bathroom correctly or whatever.
Sure.
So at the time our boys were collecting, you know, they're big into matchboxes and stuff like that. So they had 150 of them, and we're like, okay. So went downstairs and grabbed, you know, 10 of the nicer, new looking ones and wrapped them up and threw them in a bowl next to the bathroom. And they'd sit there, and every time they'd go to the bathroom, they'd open one up and get all excited. And, you know, after 4 or 5 days, we'd go down and grab a bunch of them again and rewrap them. One day after about 2 weeks, my son's like, I can't believe it. I've got to have 5 of these now. This is great. And we're like, uh-oh. No.
They're on to us. Pretty good,
genius.
Jerry. Thank
genius.
You. Thanks for the call.
Some of these texts are terrific. Guys, about 30 years ago, I was dating a woman. She gave me a bottle of cologne, which I liked, but had enough. I went to a white elephant party with it. She showed up. Well, let's just say I didn't marry her.
Yeah.
Mark, yes, you get found out that you're regifting. That's embarrassing. Guys, gave a gift to my nephew in my sister-in-law's family. It was a drum set and rather annoying. 2 years later, I happened to be at the in-law's garage sale. They were selling it. I bought it back and gave it to them as a Christmas gift
nice.
Again next
yeah.
year.
That's pretty good.
That's perfect.
And, you know, I mean, if you have people you know have a sense of humor, this is going to be a great thing. Not exactly regifting, but while shopping with my mom, she said, oh, I forgot to get you a birthday card. I replied, don't buy a card. Just pick out one you'd like to give me. I'll read it here. She closed her eyes, grabbed a random card. I read it and had a good laugh.
Love that.
That is a great idea. Instead of paying $7 for a
And if cards aren't the greatest
card,
racket of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous. This is one of my favorites. My soon-to-be sister-in-law gave me a Coach wristlet. Inside it, it had her ID and her Costco ID.
Jeez.
So she used it.
I take
it.
The Costco. Keep the Costco card.
Oh, my God. So it was used. And I think that's where we get in trouble. Like, if you have something in your home that you think somebody else would really appreciate, just give it to them. Don't
Even
make
if
it
it's
the
used?
Like, for a Coach wristlet.
Yeah.
If
right.
somebody has
yeah.
and is like, you know, I don't use this anymore.
I wouldn't give it as a gift, though.
You don't. That's what I'm saying. You don't give it as a gift.
Say,
like,
hey.
Now, when you see that person, hey, I have this wristlet. Or I'm getting rid of some of my bags. Would you like, you know, this one? But I understand you want to save some money. And that's why you use it as a gift. But maybe we should get past that. Maybe we should just give each other things that we're tired of using and see if anybody wants it.
Tell your glove story. I thought that was pretty good. Can you sell that, or did you want to keep that private?
Tell me again what the glove story is.
The gloves that you were very quick on the response. If somebody gave you some gloves that you liked.
Oh, somebody recommended to me to – oh, yeah. Somebody
okay?
They were gloves that you put on during your chemo so you don't get neuropathy. They're like ice gloves that and slippers. I mean, they're uncomfortable to wear, but anybody who's been through chemo knows this. It's supposed to stave off neuropathy when you're going through chemo. And this person gave them to me, and I wore them. I thought they were super useful. But my friend had been re-diagnosed, and I got her a pair and brought it over to her. And she said, didn't I tell you about these? And I said, yes. But then I'm like, oh, my God, she thinks I gave her the ones she gave me.
Oh.
I felt awful about that.
Oh,
so
that's what I thought you did. And then I thought you were quick thinking. You're like, yes, and I know you commented how you liked them.
I didn't. I actually wore the ones she gave me. But I like, you know, thinking, oh, my God, that was what went through my mind, thinking she thinks I'm regifting her these gloves. I know I wear the ones. And then I got her them again, thinking that this is her second round. And oftentimes we don't keep the things that we go through chemo with. We are very glad to get rid of them
when
we are done with the chemo, not thinking that we are going to have to experience that again. So, yeah, I thought maybe she thought I regifted them, felt bad. And I was like, no, these are new. Yeah.
Again, what spurred this conversation is David admitting that his daughters opened up gifts last year and that they immediately forgot about them. I'm sure there wasn't any, you know, we'll just sneak that out of there. They won't remember it. And he's giving them the same gifts this year. Is there any chance they're going to go?
Yeah, and I have full support from everyone except for you, Adam.
Genius.
Well, somebody's got to be the voice of reason here.
I wish I could re-gift gifts to my kids. They're way too old. And their lists are vastly different, and their needs are vastly different. But my goodness, wouldn't that be great? But see, I wouldn't even, like, if I had a bag, you know, a designer bag that maybe my kids liked, even I would just give them that if they wanted to.
I wouldn't wrap it up.
Correct. I wouldn't wrap it up as a gift. Although my oldest was coveting like a crossbody before she went to Madrid for overseas. I did wrap that up and give her this gift. And she's like, really, can I borrow it? And I said, you can borrow it because it's a bag that I really like. But it came in very useful for her when she was traveling, and I knew she'd appreciate it. So instead of buying a new one, I kind of gifted her. I kind of let her borrow that as a gift.
I'm trying to think if I've ever – I mean, the white elephant ones are great because, like, obviously you're re-gifting that stuff.
Yeah.
I still talk about – bring this story up every year. Laura Oaks, one of my first years at CISO, she had a white elephant party. And it's one where you choose the gift and then, you know, you can switch with people. Well, I ended up – I mean, I had a decent gift, but then somebody changed with me and I ended up holding the bag at the end of the night with edible panties.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't want these. But at the end of the night, a fellow employee here who no longer works here pulled me aside at the end of the night and said, hey, do you really want those? And I said, no, why? Well, can I take them? I'm like, you go, man. And he had a girlfriend at the time, and they were very excited.
Had they been regifted multiple times,
yes,
though?
Yes, they're like, nobody wanted them, and then I ended up with them. I hate that when you get a good gift, and then somebody switches with you, and like, ah. Linda is in Eden Prairie. Linda's called in on the StylesFinancial.com talk line. Linda, you got a good regifting story?
Yes, I do. My husband ran the marathon one year, and his toenail fell off.
Oh.
So we mounted it on some red velvet and put it in a frame, and we gave it for a white elephant game. Well, eventually it turned around and it came back to him as a re-gift to him. It was disgusting.
Oh, that's awful. That's the worst gift ever. Oh, my gosh.
What is Ed Gein calling in? I mean, geez, Linda, geez.
Oh,
gosh, it's
awful.
Almost lunch hour. Not anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Oof. Guys, I found a drywall screw gun hidden in the closet. My husband had bought it for himself and didn't tell me. I didn't care, but I wrapped it up and gave it to him for his birthday.
Right. That's awesome. Yes.
His response, you'll never believe this. I just bought one of these.
No, you didn't. Merry happy birthday.
That is genius.
Good stuff.
That does drive me nuts about Mark, because I say, what do you want?
That's my problem, too. Anything I want,
I
buy it.
Don't do that.
I know.
Let us buy you something that you actually want.
Yep.
You're hard to buy for.
Try to remember that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. 11:29, traffic and weather coming up on CCO.
I'm shocked.
Doing a little Christmas shopping over there, holiday shopping?
Brad can't get mad at me. I'm looking on Etsy.
Yeah.
But for research for what we're talking about right now. You guys, deny, defend, depose, merch is everywhere. David just found out that it was on Amazon, but it's been pulled. Amazon has pulled deny, defend, depose, merch. And of course, those are the three words written on the bullets that were found in, the bullet casings near Brian Thompson's dead body, who is the CEO of United Healthcare. And we were reading a story. I said, my goodness, I'm hearing that there's merch about this. And then a quick search on Etsy. Tons of t-shirt saying, my empathy is out of network. Deny, defend, depose. There are stickers for kids' water bottles or for your laptop. There is a purple t-shirt with bullet casings on it that say, deny, defend, depose. These are not cries for freedom or about the book before the murder. These are in response to the murder of somebody in cold blood, the CEO of United Healthcare. I am looking at a t-shirt for $25. It's a beige t-shirt with a yellow circle. It has an image of the shooter in a black, dark gray hoodie with a light gray backpack with the gun and the silencer, and he is pointing it with words, deny, defend, oppose, and three bullets underneath him. This is a very overt piece of merchandise relating to the murder of Brian Thompson. We have a problem.
Welcome to the world in 2024.
This is disgusting.
It is. Now, that's disgusting. And I think that should be roundly agreed to that it's disgusting. And I'm not going to defend that. And somebody texted yesterday, oh, you're defending. I'm absolutely zero defense for what this person did, if he did it. Again, he's innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what. Again, I'm not shocked by this. And maybe that's a problem, too, that we're no longer shocked by this. And you are shocked by it. And
My
so good for
open.
You mm-hmm. for being shocked by this. But
there's bracelets. There's sets of bracelets, deny, defend, depose. There's necklaces. There is a Bugs Bunny sticker that says CEO season. Like, this is, I am shocked and taken a little aback. That's why I'm a little, you know, it's hard to get a grip because we are advocating or celebrating wearing merch for somebody's murder. And I struggle with that. I am really having a hard time with that.
This part of the story, I don't struggle with it. That's disgusting. If you're making money off something like that, that's disgusting. This is a separate conversation from, hey, the healthcare industry is out of whack and we need to really fix things.
And we all agree that it is.
Right.
David made a really good point and I can't get it out of my head. I hate when he does that. So David said, Jordana, are we going to look, we're probably going to look back in a few years and say, the murder of Brian Thompson did change the healthcare industry.
Right.
And David, you're probably right. I want to believe that violence doesn't win. I want to believe that killing people in cold blood is not effective policy. And I still don't think that it is effective policy. But the murder of Brian Thompson probably will give Americans another look and hopefully be the beginning of change in the healthcare system.
We can celebrate that at the same time saying it was a disgusting, immoral, a cowardly thing to do that caused it to change. And yes, do we wish that, like you keep advocating for, that we can lobby and we can, you know, start groups, advocacy groups to change things?
It's ironic that people are being capitalistic about this
murder. Yeah, totally.
The irony of that.
Yeah.
Railing against a system. Right.
Just because I'm making billions of dollars, but hey, I'll make a couple $1,000s off it.
And
how is that worse?
Finish your thought, but
well,
the
how is
irony
that worse?
Of that, how is that better than what he was doing? How is that better? You're making money off of somebody's murder. And and the people that are railing against the United Healthcare system were saying like Brian Thompson and the, you know, healthcare cronies were making money off the deaths of people. And they were denying healthcare. They were, I'm not going to say they were bad, but it's a bad system. The system is awful. But boy, making merch out of it and making money of it, you're just as capitalistic as they were.
And within 24 hours to 48 hours after it happened, we brought this up. Blue Cross Blue Shield had a policy about how much anesthesia they would allow, and they changed that policy.
You mean United Healthcare?
No, I think it was Blue Cross did that.
Okay. And so you're saying this is a reaction to the murder.
Right. So does that happen without the killing of Brian Thompson?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think no. Mm-hmm. But again, how do we balance that and say, okay, if that's the only thing that got a company to change, boy, that's a damn scary place to go.
Terrifying. So if they don't like what they hear on the radio, it's okay to gun you and me down in the street, and we'll change the policy.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, that's not a good policy to say, well, you got to kill somebody to make a change. But yet, since the dawn of man, shedding mm-hmm. blood produces changes. And that's not a new concept. Mm-hmm. You can say, boy, we're a much advanced society than we were, you know, 300 years ago. But guess what? That's still a rule that, you know, bloodshed makes changes, whether for the good or bad.
Yeah, I think there needs to be some separation because there's the healthcare issue, but then there's the issue that Jordana brought up to start this about people glorifying mm-hmm. violence mm-hmm. by wearing a shirt that glorifies the murder of Brian Thompson.
100%.
And that's wrong, even if, and I'm not saying this act was not justified. I don't believe it was justified. Even if there is a act of violence that's justified, which there are some, like police officers have to use violence sometime mm-hmm. for the good, and we allow mm-hmm. them to do that as mm-hmm. a society. But even if a police officer or whoever did a violent act that we all agreed was okay, it is still not okay for me to wear a T-shirt of that.
Correct.
And to glorify that and to you know,
yes.
mock
yes.
and celebrate that. Still not okay.
And that's what I think. I'm glad I'm still shocked because I would never think that that would be okay. And people are making it okay. And that should be shocking. It should be shocking to everybody. Even though people are saying, why is it shocking? It's a chance to make money. I get it. But that is the lowest.
Yeah.
That is the base of who we are as an Americans, as capitalists. That is the lowest level of capitalism mm-hmm. right there. Jumping on the opportunity to make a buck off of somebody's death. Somebody's murder. And you're right. These are two different topics. Will something good come out of this? And I think I would hope that even Brian Thompson's family would want something positive to come out of his death. I mean, something positive, not just a tragic, senseless killing that made no effect. But again, wearing a sticker, putting a sticker, wearing it on your shirt, I can't get past that. I can't get there.
Nor can I. And again,
it's awful.
You can argue all you want that the healthcare system needs to change, which is a valid argument and a righteous cause. And we also have to be careful of the people who say that and lumping them in with, oh, you're celebrating the death of a man mm-hmm. who was shot in the back mm-hmm. on the streets of New York City.
I don't know. It's
also incumbent upon us. Hopefully, we won't have our kids or somebody, you know, we see with a T-shirt to like point that out to somebody mm-hmm. too. You know, that's extremely poor taste. I get what your message mm-hmm. is, what your goal is, but you know that this guy had kids and his kids had nothing to do
nope.
with what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some questionable activity not only with United Healthcare but also with this man's personal dealings with some stock
mm-hmm.
decisions
mm-hmm.
he made, right?
Right. I'm not saying he was a great guy.
Right.
But he does not deserve to get
exactly.
gunned down in the street. Just because you do inside trading or not, he is not being convicted, doesn't mean you get shot in the back. Or even because you run a company that you don't agree with their policies, does not mean he gets to get shot in the back. That's what I'm saying. Somebody still died. And for us to be glorifying the way he died, and I'm looking at some other pieces that were written about this
yeah.
that are saying that Amazon maybe has cleared
yes,
its
pulled
cash
that merchandise.
Of that
good
merchandise.
Move, Amazon.
But I was just on Etsy, and it says Etsy has scrubbed products directly referencing him. I just saw a T-shirt with his image on it, with him pointing the gun.
The shooter, you mean.
The shooter.
Yeah.
The shooter, yes. They're not totally scrubbed. And even if they've been scrubbed and people have been warned, again, what does that say about us, that people are still making these products
right.
and posting them to make money on this? It makes us no better than the capitalism, the lowest level of capitalism that got us into this problem.
Dave is called in from St. Anthony and the stylesfinancial.com. Dave, you hear news about like this and you say what?
Really, it's just kind of a sad commentary on society. I mean, this shooting, mass shootings, school shootings, et cetera. I find it appalling that we're, as a society, not terribly shocked by it anymore.
Yeah.
It's almost expected. And that's just really
such
sad.
That's a great point. That's such an almost expected.
That's
like,
it.
This is
yeah.
not shocking to me, and I would have expected stuff like this to happen. And that's a sad
yeah.
commentary, I guess, on all of us. That's mm-hmm. a great point.
And that's,
yep.
I think, why we're talking about it. Thank you, Dave, because Adam was like, when I was looking at these articles this March, Adam goes, are you surprised? And I did feel surprised. But my husband and my rabbi would say we should do a L'chaim, we should make a toast, because that little bit of surprise means there's a little
You're
bit of humanity.
Right.
I still have hope.
Are you saying that
humanity.
I have no humanity because I'm not surprised by this?
Completely lost it. Yeah. He's disgusted by us.
Yeah.
And I'm the one who usually says, now people are bad, people are bad. Yet I do hold hope to that little piece of humanity that we can be good. So I guess I'm glad I'm surprised. And I don't want to not be surprised. But my God, folks, this is really, this is gross.
Censorship at its finest? Really? No. Private companies can choose to sell and not mm-hmm. sell things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
This is not censorship. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, I continue to be surprised. So, sorry, Etsy, but pull it off. Get it down. Let's not glorify the murder of an American citizen on American streets.